Everyone for joining. So welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference Call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Jivan Gaur Hari Prabhu. So thank you so much Prabhuji for giving your valuable association. Please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. Thank you so much for giving your valuable time. So now I would like to hand over the call to you Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, I am extremely fortunate and happy to be in the association of Bhakti Sangha Japa Group, and that too in this holy month where the Sri Kshetra Parikrama has started. And the topic that I have been given to speak is also about Panihati, the most sweet pastimes. Okay. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutare Srimate Jaya Pataka Swaminiti Namine Nama Acharya Padaya Nitaika Papradayane Gaurakata Ramadaya Nagarakamatarine Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutare Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatyate Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna. So today we will be seeing about Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela Chapter 6 from verse 126. So can it be brought to the screen? Possible? 6th chapter, verse 126. So, this chapter explains about how Raghunatha Dasa Goswami got his wonderful blessings from Lord Nityananda. Lord Chaitanya, he is the most magnanimous incarnation. And one can approach Lord Chaitanya only through Lord Nityananda. So in this famous pastime of Panihati, it is called as the most sweet, sublime pastime. Prabhupada has visited Panihati, and Prabhupada told that we all should get first the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Once we get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, then our spiritual life will be sublime, it will be successful, and definitely the mercy of Lord Nityananda is tangibly visible to us in the form of a spiritual master. Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, earlier he made many attempts to render service to Lord Chaitanya directly, but there were obstacles continuously coming. And he was bewildered, but he had a strong determination that he has to serve Lord Chaitanya. But that happened only after he got the mercy of Lord Nityananda at Panihati. Okay, we will see from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Leela, 6th chapter, from verse 126 to maybe to 136, 10 verses we can see. Rate Nityananda Prabhu Ganga Snana Kariya Sei Vriksha Mule Vashila Nijagana Lana. In the morning, after taking his bath in the Ganges, Nityananda Prabhu sat down with his associates, the same tree under which he had previously sat. So then we will have verse 127. So here, Nityananda Prabhu was sitting under a banyan tree. If you are on the way to Mayapur, we all should halt at Panihati. Panihati is a dham. It is non-different from Vrindavan. We will be seeing how Lord Chaitanya and the Lord Nityananda, they showered extraordinary mercy in the holy dham of Panihati. So wonderful, so beautiful. Every year, we used to go to Mayapur twice, once during Gaur Purnima and also during Narasingha Chaturdasi. So with a group of 150 devotees, after starting from Howrah, we just make our first stop at Panihati. Our ISKCON temple is situated on the wonderful bank of the Ganges. We used to take bath, have a wonderful feast prasad, have a nice katha, have a nice feast, and then take darshan of Raghava Bhavan and also the banyan tree under which Nityananda Prabhu sat, and he gave his enormous blessings, not only to Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, to all the Vaishnavas who were assembled there. So we can see that. Raghunatha Ashi Kaila Charana Vandana Raghava Pandita Dwara Kaila Nivedana. Raghunatha Dasa went there and worshipped the Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. Through Raghava Pandit, he submitted his desire. So here, the message is clear. We have to approach the Lordship through the bona fide servants. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasized Gopi Bhartu, Pada Kamalayo, Dasa, Dasa, Anu Dasa. We are servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. And this is the mood which is established here, that we should not directly approach Krishna. Rather, we should approach Krishna through the devotees. And it is clearly mentioned that we can worship Krishna directly, but we cannot attain perfection. At the same time, just by having a moment's association with pure devotee, we can attain perfection. That is clearly told by Srila Prabhupada in his purport. So we should always hanker for devotee's association by which we will attain perfection. Adama pamara muhina jiva dama mora yicha haya pana chaitanya charan. I am the lowest of men, the most sinful, fallen and condemned. Nevertheless, I decide to attain the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the mood which we have to develop, feeling to be the most fallen, the most sinful and also the condemned. So always we should have the habit when there is a assembly of Vaishnavas, then we should always put ourselves in the bottom of the list, that everyone is superior to me. I am at the lowest bottom. And through this attitude, we can conquer the heart of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. The one who is the most fallen is the most fortunate. So we have to understand this basic principle. So this is the move which we have to imbibe naturally, and certainly it is possible only in the association of devotees. So we have to understand this, and this mood is very, very important. We can see how Ishwara Puri, he served his spiritual master in a menial way, and through that process he was able to conquer the Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya accepted Ishwara Puri as his spiritual master because of the menial mood and the service which he did. And Prabhupada used to say, Trina Rapi Sunichayana, Aro Rapi Sahishnuna. And this is the garland which we should always wear in our neck. Because Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, whoever thinks themselves to be the most fallen, they go out of their own accord to bless blessings upon that conditioned soul. And for that, the mood to be imbibed is menial servant. And only through this mood, we can get the attention of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and definitely the attention of the spiritual master. So that's why he is called as Patitta Pavana, one who is the deliverer of the most fallen. We have to render devotional service nicely, but at the same time, we should always keep ourselves at the lowest bottom. Oh, every devotee is superior to me. And this is the mode imbibed by Srimati Radharani. She is the best known devotee among the Rajavasis. But she thinks herself to be inferior than other devotees. So that's the mood. She is actually the topmost devotee. But the mood which she imbibes is that she puts herself in the most fallen condition. And to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, we should imbibe this mood. And certainly, it is rest assured that we will be the bona fide recipients of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda mercy. Then we will be also seeing the next verse. And here, the most important thing that we have to understand is that we should always think that my life is condemned. And whenever we have this regret mood, because the purification comes when we develop this mood of regretting our past life. We should not commit the habit of sinning again and again. Before coming to Krishna consciousness movement, whatever may be the situation, that is accepted. But after getting the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, we should put ourselves in a humble state. So that we should understand. And here we can see how Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, he put himself in a humble state of mood. He was the son of a, he was almost born in an aristocratic family. This place is called as Sabdagram, near to Panihati. Sabda means seven, gram means village, seven villages, and one village is Krishnapur. And Krishnapur is the village where Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, he was brought up there. There is also Triveni Sang, not only in Prayag, even in Sabdagram. And that is also the birthplace of Udarana Datta Thakur. So the next verse, we can find how Raghunatha Dasa Goswami and also his associates, Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, Nityananda Prabhu, then Raghava Pandit, Gadadhara Das, Udarana Datta Thakur, Parameshwara Das Thakur, Damayanti Mataji, they are all wonderful associates of Lord Chaitanya. And we can find how in Krishna Leela, Damayanti Mataji, she is Gunamala Gopi and Raghunatha Dasa Goswami is Dhanishta Gopi. So we can find in Gaura Ganadasa Deepika how the eternal associates of Lord Chaitanya, they will be either close associates of Balaram or the confident Shakis or Manjaris of Lalita Vishaka, the close associates of Radha Krishna. And here we can find that Raghunatha Dasa Goswami is none other than Dhanishta Gopi. So what is the service of Dhanishta Gopi in the spiritual world? Mother Yashoda, she used to invite Srimati Radharani to Nandagram to cook for her son Krishna. Because Srimati Radharani got the benediction from Durvasa Muni that whatever is being cooked by Srimati Radharani, that will sweet like a nectar. And not only that, it's sweet, it's healthy. And also Mother Yashoda believed that whoever takes the food cooked by Srimati Radharani, they have a long life. So Mother Yashoda, she used to invite Srimati Radharani to Nandagram. And she used to cook. And even after Srimati Radharani went to Raval also, she used to come to the house of Nanda Maharaj. And she used to cook. And Krishna, we all know that he nicely takes this wonderful food prepared by Srimati Radharani. And then Krishna, with his sidelong glances, he used to see Srimati Radharani, who is always shy. And then he used to specifically ask these dishes prepared by whom? And Mother Yashoda says, Srimati Radharani. And Radharani feels happy. Krishna feels happy. And Srimati Radharani always hankers for the remnants of food left by Krishna. But we know that the etiquette, the gopis, they cannot directly grab the remnants left by Krishna. And this confidential service is done by Dhanishta Gopi. Once after Krishna takes his food, so whatever the remnants left behind, that is taken by Dhanishta Gopi. And sometimes she personally handovers that Uchishta, which is the food remnants of Lord Krishna, to Srimati Radharani. Or she hands over that service to the Manjaris, who in turn approach Srimati Radharani and gives this food remnants taken by Krishna. So this is a confidential service. So this confidential service is done by Dhanishta Gopi, who is very, very intimately related to Radha Krishna, because Krishna wants his food remnants to reach hands of Srimati Radharani, and that service is personally done by Dhanishta Gopi, and that Dhanishta Gopi is none other than Raghava Pandit. So we can understand, see how our acharyas, they are very, very, very intimately related to Lalita, Vishakha, and also to Radha Krishna. So in that way, we should be humble, but when we think of our acharyas, so we should have a transcendental pride. Oh, all these acharyas, they are very intimately related to Radha Krishna. Just by hearing the pastime, just by worshipping them, just by glorifying them, I can definitely take shelter of those lotus feet. And it is clearly mentioned, when we hear, and that too, especially in Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya's Leela, the stone-like heart melts. And apart from that, we also become a direct recipient of the mercy of the Guru Parampara easily. That is possible only by hearing continuously the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. And Srila Prabhupada has given us this wonderful transcendental book, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bhagavad Gita, spoken by Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam, it exposes the heart of Krishna, and Chaitanya Charitamrita, it exposes the mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it is generally very difficult to understand what is running in the mind of Mahaprabhu, but it, through Chaitanya Charitamrita, we can understand it. So this wonderful confidential service is done by Dhanishta Gopi, and she has incarnated in Lord Chaitanya's Leela as Raghava Pandit. So we should be fully confident. Just by visiting that places, hearing those pastimes, glorifying them, we can definitely attain that shelter. And we can find in many ways how Lord Chaitanya, he flooded this Panihati dam with sweet love for Krishna. And also the same applies to Lord Nityananda also. As earlier mentioned, this Saptagram. Saptagram means the seven villages. Udharanagata Thakur and also Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, they were residing. And among the six Goswamis, the first Goswami to have darshan of Lord Chaitanya was Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, when he was almost, we can say, like 10 years old. After Lord Chaitanya took sannyas at Katwa, he was tricked by Lord Nityananda and he was brought to Shantipur. So this news reached the ears of Raghunatha Dasa Goswami. And earlier, due to the influence of Haridas Thakur, Haridas Thakur, his birthplace is at Budana, which is in the Jessore district of Bangladesh. And then he came to Benapola, which is in the border of India-Bangladesh. He delivered Lakshahira, Madhavi Tala tree. Even now we can have a nice darshan of the tree. And he came to Haridaspur, which is in the Indian side of the border. Those who have visited Bangladesh, they would be familiar with these places. And from there, Haridas Thakur went directly to Krishnapur. So Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, when he was a small child, he had wonderful darshana of Haridas Thakur. Balaram Acharya was there, and then Yadunandan Acharya was there. So these devotees, when they were nicely interacting with Haridas Thakur, it captured the hearts of Raghunatha Dasa Goswami. It was a continuously a burning desire. And then after Haridas Thakur, after visiting Krishnapur, he came to Shantipur. Then he, from 20 minutes travel to Shantipur, is Fulia, where he actually chanted the 3 lakh holy name in a cave. Even now you can see that cave, which is just only 15 to 20 minutes travel from Shantipur. In Venapola, she was Ramachandra Kant tested Haridas Thakur through the beauty of Lakshahira, but in Fulia, Maya Devi personally came and tested Haridas Thakur, and Maya Devi got initiated from Haridas Thakur this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So we can understand how, by the influence of Haridas Thakur, Raghunatha Dasa Goswami was so inspired to take the association of Lord Chaitanya when he came to Shantipur after taking sannyas. He came there after taking permission from his parents. They were very happy. And after taking darshan of Lord Chaitanya at Shantipur, he cannot forget Mahaprabhu. Such was the impression imprinted in the heart of Raghunatha Dasa Goswami. So he made a continuous attempt to leave his home and to serve Lord Chaitanya permanently. And this desire arose after he met Lord Chaitanya at Shantipur in the year 1510. And he was the first Goswami who met Lord Chaitanya at Shantipur. Then after Mahaprabhu, after coming back to Jagannath Puri, then when he was on the way to Vrindavan, he went to Ramakeli, and then he delivered Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. So anyhow, the main thing being emphasized is that we should get the association of pure devotee. So first he got the association of Haridas Thakur, then he made attempt, but he couldn't succeed. But after Lord Nityananda came to Panihati, and after Lord Nityananda showered his mercy on Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, then it was possible for him to disentangle himself from worldly affairs and then go to Puri. And then he was able to serve Lord Chaitanya permanently. But he was not given the chance directly to serve Mahaprabhu, but it is said that he was entrusted with Swarup Damodara Goswami. Mahaprabhu said to Swarup Damodara, "Swarup Damodara, look, I am handing over this Raghunath to you. You should nicely take care of him." And Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, he also never approaches Mahaprabhu directly. Whatever he wants to communicate, he communicated everything only through Swarup Damodara Goswami. The Chaitanya Charitamrita, we can know that Swarup Damodara, he was familiar with the Mahaprabhu's Puri pastimes. And Murari Gupta, he was familiar with the Navadvip pastime. And Murari Gupta, he discussed all Mahaprabhu's Navadvip pastimes to Swarup Damodara. And through Swarup Damodara, all these pastimes Raghunatha Dasa Goswami heard. And after the disappearance of Lord Chaitanya, when he went to Vrindavan, there at the bank of Radhakund, daily for 3 to 4 hours, he used to narrate Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastime. And hearing that, Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami was able to narrate this wonderful leela of Lord Chaitanya through this form of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Srila Prabhupada has, through his wonderful divine glance, he has spoken about the sweet pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. So we have to understand So we are Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Gaudiya Vaishnavas means sweet. Not only sweet in their dealings, but in all ways. Sweet heart, sweet mind, sweet prasadam, sweet dealing, sweet kirtan, everything is sweet. And Panihati is most for the most delicious sweet prasadam. So we can understand how Lord Chaitanya is attracted to this wonderful devotee Raghava Pandit. Already we can understand that Chandanishta Gopi is very, very intimately related to Srimati Radharani, because she personally carries the foot remnants of Krishna. So Radharani always hanker for the association of Chandanishta Gopi when she will come to hand over this wonderful foot remnants of Krishna. And that's why Lord Chaitanya mentioned, I am always eternally present in these four places. One is Raghava Bhavan, the kitchen. Because here, everything is cooked under the supervision of Raghava Pandit. Even Damayanti Mataji, Raghava Pandit's sister, is none other than Gunamala Gopi. She is personal maid servant of Srimati Radharani. And we Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we are staunch followers of Srimati Radharani. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, for us everything is Srimati Radharani. And we can see from Rupa Goswami to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, all our acharyas, they are all manjaris who are all the side of Srimati Radharani. Whatever Srimati Radharani says, that is perfectly executed by the manjaris, perfectly executed by her maid servants. And whatever instruction we get from the associates of Lord Chaitanya, we are sure to attain the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda instantly. I mention the term instantly because everything in Kali Yuga is instant. But one who hears Lord Chaitanya's and Lord Nityananda's pastime, his purification is very, very instant. Generally, it takes many, many lifetimes to develop love for Krishna. But by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, is possible. It's possible. That's what Srila Prabhupada says. Such is the magnanimous mercy showed by Lord Chaitanya to the fallen souls of Kali Yuga. It's possible. And that's why we don't have love for Krishna. Nothing to worry, nothing to get discouraged. But we have to search for those persons who have complete love for Krishna. And certainly we can find Raghunatha Dasa Goswami and also Raghava Pandit, Damayanti Mataji. Then we can mention Haridas Thakur, then Udarna Datta Thakur. And not only Panihati is known for sweet pastime, just very near to Panihati is Kardaha, where Lord Nityananda, after his marriage, he had a residence there. Now also we can have a wonderful darshan of Radha, Shyama Sundar, deity there. And Abhiram Das Thakur was present there. And wherever these devotees are present, these areas are flooded only by love for Krishna. And they have descended only to give love for Krishna. And they can remember all their world is either Krishna Balaram or Lord Chaitanya Nityananda. They don't think anything apart from them. If it is Lord Chaitanya Nityananda, it includes all the paraphernalia also. So by discussing this pastime, we are sure to attain love for Krishna by mercy of these wonderful devotees. These devotees, they are not ordinary persons. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he frequently mentions that to attain mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, certainly it is possible to get it by these wonderful personalities. Because the devotee's heart melts by hearing this wonderful pastime. And there is no difference between Panihati and Vrindavan, where this Chiddadadi Mahotsav happened. So Utsava means actually it's a festival to elevate our consciousness from material platform to spiritual platform, that is Krishna consciousness. And Danda Mahotsav means it's a festival of punishment. So generally, in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, so we have this system of a punishment. The punishment is actually they have to feed the Vaishnavas and the Vaishnavis. And this is the celebration mode, which Lord Nityananda imbibed during his visit to Panihati. And that's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions that in material world, we have many contradicting qualities. But in spiritual world also, there are contradicting qualities, but that is very beautiful and pleasing. Because danda means punishment. The punishment given by Lord Nityananda is actually mercy. But apparently, it seems to be a punishment. And that's why all these wonderful devotees, they are completely absorbed in their love for Krishna. And Krishna, he is not an... His beauty is compared to a clouds that is carrying rainwater. Because generally when we see cloud, it is generally white in color. But during monsoon time, we can see the cloud in blackish blue color. And that represents Krishna. Just by seeing the presence of Krishna, the devotees get attracted. And once Krishna gives his, bodily darshan to any devotee, then he cannot forget Krishna. And this happened, we can clearly mention, this happened in Panihati. We all know that the father of Raghava Pandit, he is Chaturvedi, and his father is Ganga Narayan, Ganga Prasad. So Ganga Prasad, so when he was on the way, because all these places, Panihati, they are all on the bank of the Ganges. So when he was buying commodities, articles, and coming back to Panihati, so he was sailing in the boat, and he was having lot of commodities, articles. And at that time, two wonderful children, one boy and one girl, they approached Ganga Prasad saying that, "Where are you going?" And he said, "I am going to Panihati." Then Ganga Prasad was completely absorbed in all the commodities what he was carrying. Then he couldn't pay much attention to this wonderful two children. After he got down from the boat carrying the articles to his home, then he immediately started to think, where was this two beautiful children which I look? Now I am unable to forget them. Then he approached the boat and then asked the sailor, "Where are they?" He also told, "I could not see them again." So he was completely frustrated after not able to see those two beautiful children, one boy and one small girl. Then he went to his home, and while he was sleeping, Krishna and Srimati Radharani appeared in his dream saying that, "Actually we wanted to come to Panihati and accept your service, but you were not able to pay much attention to us." Then hearing those wonderful speech voices and also the wonderful beautiful bodily effulgence, Ganga Prasad was completely dumbstruck with wonder. He cannot forget that beautiful form, and he was continuously lamenting. And at that time, what happened? Ganga Prasad, along with his wife, a new child was born. His name is Chaturvedi, who is the father of Raghava Pandit. And at that time, when he was a small child, Chaturvedi, Raghava Pandit's father, he was just playing in his house. where his father asked him to come and then sit in his lap, and he asked for a promise: would you be able to take care of these wonderful deities? And he nodded his head. So there, a wonderful deity of Sri Sri Radha, Madan Mohan, was worshipped in his home. And daily, I think some of the devotees would have visited the Panihati, where there is wonderful Raghava Bhavan. It's a beautiful courtyard. There used to be a big lemon tree, and in the branches of the tree, the swing, it was actually with a nice rope. It was tied. And then when Chaturvedi was playing, he had a wonderful playmate. And his name was Govinda. And he used to come and then play daily in the swing along with Raghava Pandit's father, who is known as Chaturvedi. And one day, Govinda didn't come. Then he started to cry. Ganga Prasad, seeing that his child is crying, then he asked for what purpose you are crying. Then he said the fact, every day a small boy used to come and then we used to play nicely. But today he didn't come, and he was describing completely the bodily symptoms of that wonderful boy. Hearing that, Raghava Pandit's father, Chaturvedi's father, Ganga Prasad, he felt ecstasy. And tears started to glide from his eyes. And the next day, he wanted to see who that beautiful boy was. And then he was hiding in a small tree behind. He was continuously waiting. But he couldn't find that boy. And seeing even for the second day that boy Govinda didn't come, then Chaturvedi, he was completely crying, and fever came. And when there was a fever, then immediately, naturally, he was put in the bedroom where he was lying. Then there was an ankle bend tinkling. And then he was able to see that small boy. Seeing that small boy, he immediately rose up from his bed. And then he went directly to Govinda Krishna and he embraced him tightly. And at that time, incidentally, Ganga Prasad happened to pass by that, and he saw that Krishna embracing his son tightly, rigidly, and he was shocked. And Krishna immediately, he felt shy, and then he immediately went to the altar room and then he disappeared. And that deity is Madan Mohan. Maybe at the end of the class I would be showing some clippings of Panihati, where you can see that wonderful deity of Madan Mohan. So then Chaturvedi, he understood actually the person who was coming to play along with him is none other than the home worshipable deity Madan Mohan. This passed, and Chaturvedi, he had a wonderful son, Raghava Pandit. So he was also playing in the same lemon tree. And one day he was crying continuously. Then Chaturvedi came and then asked him, for what purpose you are crying? He told that every day one small boy and one small girl, they used to come. I used to call that boy Kanai, and small girl, she used to come. I used to put them both in the swing, and then I used to swing them. So that boy and girl, they are so sweet. And then he started to describe how they look alike. Then Chaturvedi, he immediately understood that they are none other than Krishna and Srimati Radharani. So he felt completely in a trance mode. He already got the mercy of Govinda. But here his son, Raghava Pandit, he got the darshan of Krishna and Srimati Radharani simultaneously. And we all know that the gopis or the manjaris, they used to have the divine presence of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Just by seeing them united, they become happy. So daily he used to say that they used to come, I used to make them sit in this swing, and then I used to swing them. They used to talk with me beautifully, conversely. Now I am not able to see them. He was then continuously crying, and then fever came to Raghava Pandit. Then he didn't eat anything. He was also lying in the bedroom. So time passed. Then he again heard the tinkling sound. Again he immediately rose up. There he was able to see Krishna and Srimati Radharani. They told, "We are always with you. How can we leave you? You are so dear and sweet to us. So why are you feeling the mood of separation? We are eternally residing in your home. We have come here only to accept the service." So then the father Chaturvedi, he also witnessed this, and then we again know that again they went into the altar and then they disappeared. So still now we can see the personal worshipable deity of Shri Radha Ramana is the personal worshipable deity of Raghunatha Dasa Goswami. And we can see that this deity of Shri Radha Madan Mohan is personally worshipped by the three generation, Raghava Pandit, his father and his father. So this is the place where actually love of Godhead is overflowing. And when we have a transcendental eye or a spiritual eye by the mercy of Guru and Gauranga, we can see it's a Chintamani Dham. So wonderful is Panihati. That's why Srila Prabhupada, he was giving instruction that there should be a boat, a ferry service from Mayapur to Calcutta, and there should be a halt at Panihati. Srila Prabhupada visited Panihati in the year 1977. He gave many instruction. And this is also one of the unique ISKCON temple, which is located on the bank of the Ganges. So that Raghava Bhavan, so that is the place where even if we go there now, we can see the Madhavi Kala creeper tree, which is considered to be the samadhi of Raghava Pandit. More powerful than worshipping the deities or the places, which is considered to be the samadhi of the acharyas. And Damayanti Mataji, who is an expert cook? An expert cook is a person who can cook nicely with less ingredient. And Damayanti is very expert. So here we used to call that son papri. So you can see that one sweet. So like in, comes like a layer, so sweet. Here we call it as son papri. She is so expert, she can make that sweet even from the clay mud of Ganga. Using mud, Damayanti could make that sweet. And the Lord Chaitanya, so we all know that after taking sannyas, he was very specific that no Mataji can approach the Lord Chaitanya within the circumference of 100 feet. But Lord Chaitanya, he used to speak freely with Damayanti Mataji, because the relationship is like that, very intimately connected, Dhanishta Gopi and Srimati Radharani. And whatever Damayanti Mataji cooks, she used to cook in such a way that she prepares the food in such a way, it is, actually nothing happens to Lord Chaitanya, but she always used to have health concern, and Lord Chaitanya appreciated that fine sentiment. Because in devotional service, fine sentiment is always very, very favor to attain love for Krishna. And that's why she used to cook this sukuta. Sukuta means this bitter food preparation, and also the dry food. And the Raghavera Jali, every year, the devotees used to carry the food prepared by Damayanti Mataji, which are all very dry. It will be kept continuously for 1 year. Not that actually she had love for Krishna, and that's why the love for Krishna made the food in such a way that it doesn't get deteriorated for 1 year and even for years also. And every day Lord Chaitanya used to eat some portion of it, thereby satisfying Damayanti Mataji as well as Raghava Pandit. So when this Chidagadi Mahotsav was happening, Lord Nityananda came there, because actually he came only to the house of Raghava Pandit. And behind the house of Raghava Pandit is a great banyan tree. So maybe for those who have not gone there, maybe at the end I can show some clippings. You can still see that banyan tree situated on the glorious bank of the Ganges. And Lord Nityananda appeared like a effulgent sun and moon, seated along with his associates in a circular way. And hearing that Lord Nityananda has come from Krishnapur, Raghunatha Dasa Goswami came, and then he offered obeisances. Then he was punished for not coming near to Lord Nityananda. And being a wealthy merchant's son, immediately he was able to arrange a feast. This feast is full of fun and entertainment. Because in Krishna Leela, everything is only fun and entertainment. There is no school, there is no college, there is no university, there is no sastra, and there is no factory, there is no tension. Only fun, entertainment, play. Fun, entertainment, play. Fun, entertainment, play. And here, being seated on the shore of the Ganges, Lord Nityananda took up the mood of Balaram. And just he remembered how beautifully they were cherishing in the bank of the Yamuna. So that's why, because all those associates, mostly they were Dwadasa Gopalas, intimately related cowherd friends of Balaram. And they came in Chaitanya Leela as different associates. And they acted as acharyas, because they are completely empowered by Lord Nityananda. And whomever they see, the whole village can attain love for Krishna. So powerful are these associates. That's why Jananivas Prabhu, who is also the head pujari of ISKCON Mayapur, he used to say, devotees who are all coming from Calcutta to Mayapur, so the entrance, they have to put a halt at Panihatti. So generally in classes, they used to call the name, and then in the attendance, they used to say, yes sir, yes madam. So before coming to Mayapur, we should get darshan of this Panihatti Dam, because Lord Nityananda is eternally present there. His eternal residence is near in Kardaha. And this is the place where he gave the hope for the most fallen souls of Kali Yuga. Nothing to worry. You just be absorbed in my Leela, chant the holy name, Bolo Krishna, Bajo Krishna, Poro Krishna, Siksha. Just follow the instruction of Lord Krishna as taught in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Charitamrita is finer details of Srimad Bhagavatam. Worship Krishna, chant the holy name. This is enough. Have prasadam, have fun entertainment with the devotees. And by this simple process, which is most sublime, you can attain love for Krishna. Because generally, sometimes it may be apparently looking vague, and the devotees, they may have a guilty feeling whether I can reach Krishna this lifetime, or what will be my ultimate destination. But Lord Chaitanya is the only hope. Lord Nityananda is the only hope. So we have to, spiritual life means nourishing hope after hope. So by just hearing this pastime, so we should be fully confident that we can certainly attain love for Krishna by these wonderful devotees. That is certainly possible. So glorious. And apart from that, so all this wonderful sweet pastime happened at Panihatti, where three generations, we can see how they were intimately related to Radha Krishna. And Raghava Pandit, we can learn a wonderful lesson from his pastime, that he had a tremendous care and attention, because he used to feed his personal worshipable deity with coconut. And for getting this coconut, see, he has many hundreds of coconut trees, but the best quality coconut tree where it is available, even if the price is 5 times, 10 times, 20 times more, he used to get the best coconut and offer it to the Lordship, Shishi, Radha Madan Mohan. And then he used to drink back the coconut water. And once his servant, he brought 10 coconut, And then he had a coconut in his hand, and again he put his finger in the top part of the building, because the devotees and general public used to come and go. So he thought that actually after putting his finger in the rooftop, and then after touching the coconut, it has been contaminated and that should not be offered to Krishna. So such was his standard. Just by touching his finger, the rooftop, and also the coconut, the external part, he told that it is not fit to be offered. No, this Madan Mohan will not accept. And sometime when he offers, generally when people drink coconut water, we can hear the sound which when being inhaled by the straw. So like that, when Raghava Pandit used to offer coconut water, he used to hear that sound. And sometimes there may be remnant, sometimes there will be nothing. But anyhow, he will be very happy. Srila Prabhupada, once when he was going outside with a group of devotees, they just had one coconut. Srila Prabhupada took that coconut water full to his stomach, and then he gave it to another devotee. He drank it fully to his stomach, and then he gave it to another devotee. He fully drank it to his stomach and he gave it to another devotee. Like that, four devotees totally drank the coconut water, and after all these four devotees, they completely drank the coconut water full to the stomach, still water was remaining. So these things are all possible by the transcendental pastimes of these great acharyas. And we can definitely think how Raghava Pandit's faith towards the Radha Madan Mohan deity was so unflinching, undeviated, and also the standard which he used to set it, that is considered to be the Gaudiya Vaishnava standard. So here we can clearly understand the love and devotion put by Raghava Pandit and his sister Damayanti when they were serving the lordship. And this way, they used to have continuously anxiety. In spiritual world means actually it is, they don't have any worries. But there are worries in spiritual world that is related to the excessive attachment to Krishna. And in the material world, all worries come due to excessive attachment to matter and also the temporary objects, we can say. So we have to dovetail our continuous worry to the service of Krishna, because that's why Srila Prabhupada says, one who is able to cry for Krishna and one who takes anxiety for Krishna, his life becomes successful. His human form of life becomes successful. There is no doubt on that. So if you are not able to cry for Krishna, if you are not able to have continuous anxiety for Krishna, actually this is a tips. Because generally in material life, the tendency is to get absorbed in material things. But when we develop this tendency of worrying for Krishna and also for the missionary activities, then actually our life becomes a spiritualized. So we can find it in the life of Raghava Pandit, who is completely, fully absorbed in the service of Krishna. And Lord Nityananda, when he was present in the house of Raghava Pandit, he immediately told that, I have a desire to wear Kadamba garland. He told, this is not the season. Nityananda Prabhu told that, go to the courtyard and see. Then when Raghava Pandit came to his courtyard, he was able to see Kadamba flowers sprouting from the lemon tree. And then he picked the flowers, made it as a garland, and then he put it in the neck of Lord Nityananda. So Nityananda, when this festival of love, it happened in the bank of the Ganges, there was a tremendous kirtan. He drenched everyone in love for Krishna. Then Raghava Pandit told that, I have prepared prasad for you, please come home. Then again there, they had a kirtan. Then Raghunatha Dasa Goswami brought many, many gifts, and he handed over everything to Raghava Pandit. According to the devotee's qualification, he made a tremendous gift. And seeing that Raghava Pandit was completely pleased. So here, we can see how Lord Nityananda is manifesting his mercy in this area of Panihati. And near to Panihati, there is also a place called as Varahanagar. When Lord Chaitanya was passing through that area, there was one devotee called the Bhagavata Acharya. Generally, we know the Srimad Bhagavatam and the slokas, they are recited in three tunes. So like that, Bhagavata Acharya was continuously reciting Srimad Bhagavata slokas. And that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, I am giving you the name Bhagavata Acharya. So that place is also nearby. Lord Nityananda, he continuously stayed in Panihati for 3 months. And we can say, Panihati, actually, it is not different from Goloka Vrindavan. And that's why we no need to put separate endeavor to go to Panihati. Just when we are on the way from Calcutta to Mayapur, we have to put a darshan halt at Panihati for the pleasure of Nityananda, Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, Raghava Pandit and Damayanti Mataji. When Jagannivas Prabhu told this information to us, by the mercy of Guru Gauranga, for the past 6 to 7 years, when we take devotees to Mayapur, we just halt at Panihati. And people become so ecstatic, jubilant. And whoever wants to take initiation, if they go to Panihati and then just pray, immediately it will be sanctioned. And we have seen in the life of many devotees, they say that many obstacles comes. No worry, come to Panihati and pray. And that place is specifically mentioned to give love for Lord Chaitanya, love for Lord Nityananda. And definitely it is tangible. Whatever is being said, it is tangible. We can see all these things in our lifetime. So much affection Raghava Pandit and Damayanti had for Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So we have to imbibe this mood of affection. We can say that it is irresistible attraction. The consciousness is fully absorbed in the service of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So these are all the wonderful pastimes that happened. So you will be knowing much more. But what we can learn is that we have to approach Krishna through the devotees. We have to approach Lord Chaitanya through Lord Nityananda. We should be very, very attentive in our seva, either spiritual master or to the Lordship. And we should continuously hear the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, because this is the only hope for all fallen people in this age of Kali Yuga. And even the stone-like heart melts, that we may not know, we may not realize. And even if we realize, it is actually a good sign that we are advancing nicely. Because generally, these things are all like fine sentiments. Because in devotional life, fine sentiment plays a very important role. Because when we want to love some person, actually the sentiment, the mood of love should be there. And these things we can imbibe just by hearing. We can first appreciate all these wonderful devotees. We can understand how intimately they are connected to Krishna, and we can glorify them. And in that way, not only they are pleased, and when we glorify a devotee like Raghava Pandit and Haridas Thakur, Abhirama Das Thakur, and also Raghunatha Dasa Thakur, then immediately it is 100% assured that the Guru Parampara mercy will flow to us. There is no doubt on that. The Bhakti Sakti will come. And such is the wonderful, sweet pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. And many things happen. So before that, I would just like to share some clippings of Panihati, especially for those who are not able to have darshan of Panihati Dham. So this is our ISKCON temple, same vicinity, Kardaha is situated. And we can see whenever the Ganges flows, even for more than 3 kilometers, it is said in the Shastras that, one who inhales the air of the air that has touched Ganga, he will get a love for Krishna. So wonderful is this place. Generally, people, when they are on the way to Mayapur, they come here, they take bath here, take darshan, take prasad, and this is the wonderful deity of Gaur Netai in our ISKCON Panigatti temple. A big land has been acquired. And whenever we are on the way to Panigatti, after Jananivas Prabhu has said, at least to my knowledge, more than 15 times we have halted at Panigatti. And all devotees' realization are that they have never tasted prasadam like this in Panigatti, because already we know that Raghava Pandit is the place where everything is being personally cooked by Srimati Radharani. When prasad is cooked by devotees, offered by devotees, and served by devotees, and that too like in a funny place, like in the shore of the Ganges, where Nityananda Prabhu enacted his pastime. So we can just imagine how sweet will be the prasad when it is being taken here. And this is the exact place where Lord Nityananda sat. And Raghunatha Dasa Goswami came here, offered his obeisances. And it is just located on the shore of the Ganges. And devotees, they used to come here, do Nama Bhajan Kirtan, and then they pray. And this is the place actually where devotees get empowered. Because actually, Raghava Pandit's grandfather, Ganga Prasad, and also Chaturvedi, who happens to be the father of Raghava Pandit, they actually benedicted Raghava Pandit, saying that your glory will be spread all over the three worlds. So that's why we can see many, many devotees coming here and taking darshan of this wonderful tree. And especially during this Chidadari Mahotsav, here people come in 50,000, 1 lakh to have darshan of these places. So here, the devotees are wonderfully seated. They chant, and we chant for others' welfare and also for the spiritual advancement. The obstacles get removed easily. And this is the place, Raghava Bhavan. So on the left side, you can see the creeper tree. That is actually the samadhi of Raghava Pandit. And you can see the altar where we can have darshan of Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan, the personal worshipable deity of Raghava Pandit, and also Sri Sri Radha Ramana, the personal worshipable deity of Raghunatha Dasa Goswami. Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, after he escaped from this area to Jagannath Puri, he actually handed over his personal worshipable deity to Raghunatha Dasa Goswami. It is still being worshipped now. You can see the deity, Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan, and also Sri Sri Radha Ramana. So both these deities are personal worshipable deity of Raghava Pandit and also Raghunatha Dasa Goswami. And also this is the samadhi of Raghava Pandit, the beautiful creeper tree. As earlier told, whatever the prayers we make it here, Raghava Pandit is there personally to hear our prayers. And whatever they benedict us, especially the highest benediction is to remember Krishna always. We chant and then we engage in many types of devotional service. Ultimately, it is to remember Krishna always. And this benediction is given to all of us by the mercy of Raghava Pandit. And this is how the devotees, they carry the food cooked by Damayanti Mataji from Panigatti to Puri. This is called as Raghavera Jali. So they used to carry such wonderful clay pots with a nicely packed, and sometimes they used to carry in a bamboo stick, the shoulder of two people, and there many prasad will be hanging down. So they will do nice Nama Sankirtan, carry this wonderful prasad, which Lord Chaitanya keeps it for 1 year, and then he relishes it. Such are the sweet, wonderful pastime that happened here. And here devotees, they all gather here in this Panihatti Dham, where Nityananda Prabhu sat and then he gave the mercy. So we are all in this age of Kali. So we are having darshan of this place. We are able to visit this place. It means that actually we have got the mercy of Lord Nityananda. It is only a matter of realization. And more we don't discriminate while we preach to others, more we get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. This is all the secret formula and the tips. We should not discriminate because they didn't discriminate. And if we imbibe the same mood of not discriminating while we preach, we get tremendous blessings. And here Nityananda Prabhu is eternally residing here. Maybe we may not be able to see through our material vision, but he can see us. So you have to think, and in spiritual life, when we need to advance, we should fine-tune our mood in such a way that when we visit these holy places or any holy places, whether it's Govardhan or Mayapur or Panihatti Dham. So when we come to Panihatti Dham, we should think that how Nityananda Prabhu should be pleased with all of us and how just by our mere presence, Nityananda Prabhu is pleased. This is spiritual life. We are not coming here to take a wonderful sight darshan of this, the things that are perceivable through our material senses. We are coming here just to please Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. There is no other motive apart from that. So we should feel happy just by our presence, because Krishna means he wants unlimited number of devotees for his own pleasure. And just by visiting, from the point of view of Lord Nityananda, he used to think, oh, these devotees are coming from far off distances, thousands of miles, and I have to show my mercy. And he used to convey this message to his intimate associates, see how much love they have for me. Lord Nityananda magnifies whether we have very, very little amount of love, but if you are visiting these places, it means that you have some affinity attraction to Lord Nityananda, and Lord Nityananda appreciates that. And he communicates all these messages to his intimate associates. The same thing like Govardhan, when we are circumambulating, we should always remember how Krishna should be happy seeing me. That's all. The same thing happens to Mayapur. When we have darshan to Mayapur, how much Lord Chaitanya should be pleased with our arrival there. So like this, all these places, wonderful trees are there. So whenever Panihatti is there, this coconut pastime comes to me, how Raghava Pandit used to travel to far off places to fetch wonderful coconuts to his lovable, personal, worshipable deity, Shishi Radha Madan Mohan. So like that, we can see all these places, and definitely we can get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda is the only hope for us. Lord Chaitanya is the only hope for us. That's why Srila Prabhupada has installed Gaur Nitai deities in our ISKCON temple. I am very happy to be in the assembly of this wonderful Vaishnavas and the Vaishnavis, for able to remember Lord Chaitanya Nityananda, because only in the association of glorious devotees we can remember this pastime. I am extremely happy and fortunate to Vinita Gandharvika Mataji, Laritangi Mataji, and also many wonderful Vaishnavas and the Vaishnavis. Thank you. Hare Krishna. If you have any comments, realization, question, you are free to ask.
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम चलो प्रभुपाद चलो गुरुदेव की जय 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 नित्यानंद जय जय गौरांग हाउ नाइसली यू रेड नरेटिंग द पास्ट टाइम ऑफ श्री राधा राघव पंडित एंड त्रिलक जप बाय हरिदास ठाकुर एंड हिज फादर एंड श्रीमती राधा रानी एंड लॉर्ड कृष्णा इज कमिंग टू प्ले इन देयर होम जुलन एवरीडे जुलन इन देयर होम एंड His father, his father also, when he is young, that time also Laddu Gopal Govinda is coming every day to play with him. How fortunate they are, Prabhuji. at least we get the dust of the CC Panihati Dham. We enter by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada Srila Gurudev three times in Shidham Mayapur Dham, but Prabhuji, we are not entering Panihati Dham. Pray for us that next time we will enter in Panihati Dham, but by your eyes we enter. And how nicely you've given a darshan of Shri Radha Madan Mohan and Shri Radha, I forgot Prabhuji. So
Ramana,
nice.
Radha Ramana.
Radha Madan Mohan and Shri Radha Ramana. So nicely, Prabhuji, you narrating. Please forgive me today, not able to make a note because cooking prasadam. My friend's father is enter in a dham, Kavala Prundavan Dham. Pray for him. So nicely, Prabhuji, so many names of like Pedi Dar Pedi, Prabhuji, we will write down and sure make a note and share with the other Vaishnava. Please pray for us that whatever we hear from you or other preachers, we will remember and write down, not like our Priti Valyasani and Kirtidasundi Mataji, and we will share with other Vaishnava. Koti Koti Dandvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Jananivas Prabhuji, and the last Prabhuji, the Prasadam, those who are eat in Shri Panihati Dham, because it's cooked with Vaishnava, served with Vaishnava. How nicely, Prabhuji, one by one step, you are explaining Katha, Prabhuji. Hari Bol, Koti to Koti Dandvat Pranam. We cannot remember. We have to make a note.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Very, 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 very nice class, Prabhuji. I was thinking it is late in India, so we can make half an hour class, but I feel like 1 hour is not enough, Prabhuji, for you. So much you took us there, not only to Raghav Pandit, his father and grandfather, and so many pastimes we have never heard so far, Prabhuji. You told so nice. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. So my question is about the Prabhupada pastime when he's the coconut tender water, tender coconut water they're drinking. Where it happened, Prabhuji? Any
place? I don't know where it was actually mentioned by Shruta Kirti Prabhu, who is the personal secretary of Srila Prabhupada. He just mentioned this pastime that actually not only Krishna is transcendental, but his pure devotees, they are also transcendental. See how actually Krishna means he is unlimited, and even Prabhupada makes this extraordinary pastime where actually 4 to 5 people have taken this coconut water. But maybe I can ask to Shruta Kirti Prabhu where exactly this pastime happened.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very, very grateful for your association. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Okay, thank you. Vancha, Kalpa, Taurubhyascha, Kripa, Sundubhya, Yevacha, Patitanam, Pavanevyo, Vaishnavevyo, Bhakti Sangha Jaba Group Ki Jai.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Very, very beautiful class.
Nice. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. Thank you very much. So many nice time. So many past time. So many. Today you are covered so many points, Prabhuji. We are so devotees that not rememorize. So for that we have to make a note. So I make a note and send you. The world and world.
Hare Bol.
Thank you, Prabhuji, once again for your association and beautiful class. We would like to offer obeisances to you and all the Vaishnavas. Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhya Vacha Malikanam
Hare Krishna.